Riyandav Kuftes Amed Aleph. We had in the Mishnah a geizel as oviv v'nishbaloi umeis reizem mishalem keren b'chaymish lebonov elohiv. And then there's an eitze, if he doesn't want to, so lover b'alechoiv boim v'nefroim. Agabucha, I wanted to say something from the Chazanish. Chazanish says, "Mid the Chazinin shekori hashove af al gav shebalchoiv yoche likach mehem." This considered hashove lomadnu lefize the beemes nifka hachoiv v'zochi yagzeilu lenafshe. I mean, if the balchoiv can take away from the yoshim. And Taisus feels like at the end, that filler without an apoiteki, so it's considered in reality, it's his. It's the Gazlan's, if left, he gave it to the Yoshim. V'zochi yakzeh l'nafshe. Ela demikol mokim chayv lasais maise ha'moira al tshuvosoi. U'bezeh sagi b'meshenoisen. And what is the nesine? Shehu ba'atzmoi lo yochel litol meyodo. That he won't be able to take it back. He gave it to them, and that is Hashove, is Legabe Hashove, it's yours. But the Kivin Shebe'emes Loizochu Boy, that means it's only theirs for Hashove, but in Emerson it's still his. Balchoiv Motzi Ligve Seimenu, a Balchoiv can be given from them. Ve'inyin Ze, Imhu Mina Teire, Ma'akiv Hashomai. This inyan to give to them, if it's mina teire, so they can't bring the korban, because money doesn't bring it to them. But tzorich loimer duhu me'aloche. Maybe it's aloche l'moshe m'sinai. V'yulai hu midarabono. U'mahod esnan, he's mesupik, and then we'll see from the Gemara we learned today, it would seem that it's a deraisa. If he doesn't want that they should keep it, then he makes this dreidel with the balchoy. Mashme the mitzvah min hamufcha litein al menash shaloi lachzor v'ligvoy. Say that this mitzvah, if it's a dreise dike mitzvah, this preferable, it should remain by them. But if he may neroitze, he's also yoitze mitzvah sashove by giving it to them that he won't take it back from them, but it's still considered his, and the Balchoiv is gaiva from them. Now, we'll have a very interesting Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef, Afilu la'alniki shel tzedokah. Amar dekechidish. So let us see what Rashi says. Afilu la'alniki shel tzedokah. Im einoi moitze yoyrish la'oviv la'mi yoshiv. He can't find a yoyrish for his father. Is yitein oiso la'arniki shel tzedoke v'lo yakvenu biyode. He should give it to an arniki shel tzedoke. Omar ha'pope v'tzor sheyoymar ze gezel ovi. And when he gives it, he should say that this is the gzeila from my father. He stole, he swore, he was made. This is the gezel ovi, and he gives the la'arniki shel tzedokah. Now, I'd like to mention, the Chazanish wants to say this is a deraisa de kedin. This is a deraisa de kedin that... he has to give it. He can't bring a korban without it. Nafal pikein, an arniki shel tzedakah is good. Now, how does this work? The gift an arniki shel tzedakah, the zachiyav hashoveh, the father died, is zachiyav hashoveh, and he gives an arniki shel tzedakah, and the Chazani says, nearly, if he gives to an oni, it's also good. You don't have to give to an arniki shel tzedakah, you can give to an oni. But, the Dach Sechmir, you'll give to הישיבה, הקיילו, החזקס התאירה, יוון פייצה. רוצים דווקא זה עניין צדוקת. חזני שזה, אני יש אוסו גוד, you can give it a private on me, you don't have to give it to קופה סזרה. אבל על קופונם, it seems it's a besonder עניין of צדוקת. I'd like to say a rayon, if this is true or not true, I don't know, but perhaps there's some truth in it. There's a very interesting Medrash Shmuel on Ovis. The Mishnah says in Ovis that Adeva Misrabe Mishum Gezel Matnas Aniyim. That Abba Prokim Adeva Misrabe, one of the reasons, one of the Zmanim is Gezel Matnas Aniyim. So the Medrash Shmuel asks Amur de Kekasha. He says, Gezel Matnas Aniyim doesn't make sense. He says, Gezel means that it's theirs, and I'm keeping it for myself, so I'm a Gazlan. Matnas means it's a matone. It's mine. I'm giving them a matone. So then it's not Gezel. I'm not giving a matone. If you don't give a matone, it's not called that you're a Gazlan. You're not giving a matone. That's the Medrash Shmuel Sa'ore. So the Medrash Shmuel answers as follows. Elo hamatonis heim shalani. He says, really, we're talking about, or he's talking about, let's say, peye and leket and shikre. Elo hamatonis heim shalani. It belongs to Rani. Ve'einoi noisin klum mishaloi. It's not called he's giving them. He's not giving anything. It's theirs. It belongs to Rani. Pei belongs to Rani. Ve'ima'akvam, and if he doesn't give it, Zeilus oni bebeisei. It's momen hashevet, momen aniyim. He's a gazel. In kol ze heim nikrois matonais lenoisnom. That was a chesed Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shalom did a chesed with a person. If he gives it, it's kilu he gave a matone. Kilu he gave his. But gazel legoizlom. But if he doesn't give it, he's a gazel. That means there are two mahalchem. Really, it's theirs. And if you keep it, you're a gazlan. Afal pikein, if you give it, so we would think, so I don't deserve a pat on my shoulder for giving it. I'm giving them their money. No, the Torah said, ki'ilu, it was yours. This is a ki'ilu, and you gave them a maton. So, l'taivose, the Torah gave it a shem maton. Abba me'iker adin, it's gazlan. Now, he's talking about matnas aniyim, talking about leket, shikre peyem. The Alshech HaKodesh in Parshas Mishpotim says, "An esoni imoch." So the Alshech HaKodesh says, "Apitropis mineu lozein esadalim." That when a person has extra money, so this extra money, it's not pshat by mistake. It was given to him, not for him. It was given to him for the aniyim. Now they made him an apotropis esaoni imo. That means if you have extra money, don't start thinking, should I buy a rug first or a chandelier first? I'm shuldig. Esaoni imo, the chelek oni was given to you. And they made you an apotropis, lozain esadalim, that this was given to you for the aniyim. The chelek hadalim etzloi. The chelek hadalim is by you, so you have to give an apotropis. It's not yours, it wasn't given to you, it was given that you should be apotropis to give to aniyim. There's a sfunu and parshas mishpotim. He also says the same thing. Hayisi chaynein oischa yoiser al sipukach. The sfunu says the Rabbi Shalom gave a person more than he needs. That's why it was, that's why when business is going good, the reason is because Rabbi Shalom gave him more that he should be mefarnes acherim. So Al Koponim could perhaps be shot like this. There's a mitzvah of Ashavas Gzela. That means this person swore false, there's a mitzvah, he has to return it to the Nigzal. Now, the Nigzal died, he can't find any Yoshim. He can't find any Yoshim, so fine. So now, so he has money which is sicher not intended for him, because this money this is stolen money. This is stolen money. So he has to give it to. So if it's not for his use, so this perhaps goes into the Inyan. So memela. So this should be used l'tzolchei aniyim. It's sicher not yours. You stole it. So it was not intended. This is money. If the Sfulner says and the Alshach says the extra money that was given was not given for your purposes. It was given lafarnei sa'aniyim. It's on the imach. So here he has extra money. He can't be meshiv it to the nigzel that he stole from. So al kaponim, this money, this extra money is not for his use. So this should be this should be mamon aniyim. So this is also so then it's like by holding it, it's like a gezel aniyim. You have extra money which was not given to you letzorchecha. So maybe you should, therefore you should give it to aniyim. That's what could be the zay miyuchedik edin of to give to aniki shel tzedakah. And the Chazinish wants to say, could be this is a deraisa. Now, the Gemara is going to go into a Amira de Kesugia. Amai nimchale lenavshe. Lemaise, he's a Yerish. So why bechlal does he have to give it away? Let him keep the money for himself. Benimchle lenafshi sarashi says, Eched ein yoyrish alohu, bekulo shaloi. Others say, lav davke, I mean, al-kaponim an his chelik izicha yoyrish, abo kaponim, Eched ein yoyrish alohu, bekulo shaloi, so why? So let him keep it for himself. He's the yoyrish, and so why should he give it away? Why can he keep it for himself? So you'll tell me, no, the din is if he stole it, it's not sufficient that he was zeiche in the mominess of what he stole. You have to, there's a mitzvah sashove. Mi loisnan, we learned the Mishnah not like that. Mocha loy ala kerem, le mocha loy ala chaymish. And it says if he's moichel on everything, chutz mi, mipachel sheva plute, so mele, he can keep it for himself. So you see clearly, that the whole chiyuv of nishba l'sheker and hoide, that is mechuyev, yelechenu achav l'modai, that is dafke without mechile. But if the nigzal was meichel, so now it comes out in hilchis choshen mishpat, in hilchis mominis, he doesn't owe the nigzal anything, it was meichel, so then there's no mitzvah sashovim. So we see the mitzvahs hashavah is totally in dinei mominis. For like the Gemara, so if a yairish, he's the yairish, so in dinei mominis, it belongs to him. So memela, so why should he have to give it to the other yoshim? Let him keep it for himself. Let us see what Rashi says. Milois nan mochele el kerem. Well, mekayim a mitzvahs hashavah. He's not mechuyim to me mekayim mitzvahs hashavah. Alme, we see the whole inyan of a Shabbos lemeipach yedei gzeila v'ina. Lemeipach yedei gzeila. V'nachkele ibe mechila. So memele, he's ois gazlin when they're moichel. And it becomes his mominis. It's achinami. Even the Yerusha kamei naflo, since the Yerusha fell to him, he's the Yerush, nafak laimi de gzeila. So there's no isa gzeila anymore. He does not have the mominess of the nigzel by him. It became his momin. So why is he mechuyev to give it to the other Yerushim? Manam shech, if mechila doesn't help, so what if shan the Mishnah, mochalei ala kerevi, mochalei ala chaymish, so as the mitzvah sashavah shimim mechuyev to give. So you see the mitzvah sashavah is dependent on the dinei mominis. If that is true, so when he's a yeirish, so in dinei mominis he was zeich in the mominis of the father.
So why should he be mechuyev to give it to the other Yoshim?
Alme bal mechilu. So it seems that the mitzvah hashove is nifka through mechilu. Omar Rav Yochanan loy kashe, ho Rav Yosi aglili, ho Rav Akiva.
So Rav Yochanan is going to say that you're right. This the Mishnah of Mochalei al Hakeren holds that Mechila helps, and there's no need of Hashava.
If you were Zeich in the moment, there's no need of Hashava.
Our Mishnah seems that even though he's Zeich in the moment, there's still a mitzvah Hashava.
So that the Emetzin is a machlokes two tanoi.
Ha Rabbi Yosi Aglili, ha Rabbi Akiva.
The Sanya, we learned in Avaraisa, Vim ein lo ish goyel lo hoshiv ha'oshav.
The Pasuk says, if you stole from someone, it was nishba, and the person died, and there's no yoyrish that he doesn't have a yoyrish to pay back the keren ha'chaymish.
So then it says, Hoshev Amushev Lashem Lakoyin, so you go and give it to the Kahanim, you bring the Kol, we'll see in a minute.
First the Gemara asks, B'chiyesh Odom B'Yisroel She'ein Lo Goyalim, V'im Ein Lo Ish Goyal.
You have a person who doesn't have a Yerish.
In fact, the Gemara, is there a Yid that doesn't have a Yerish?
That means he doesn't have children, he doesn't have brothers, but Vina Shvitel, Yaakov Avinu, we're all related.
So Memele, how could you have a Yid that doesn't have a Yerish?
Ella begezel hager akosuv medav. The Pasuk is speaking about gezel hager.
A guy was Magai himself.
As yet he didn't have any children.
And he died.
So hager does not have any kroivim.
So Memele, this Pasha is speaking about a gezel, a person gazeled a ger, and the ger died.
So this is the Vimein Loish Goyal. He doesn't have any Yoshim.
Fine.
So now, the Baraisa continues. Arei she gozel a ger.
Now a person gazeled a ger, v'nishba loy, and he swore to the ger, uskoifa, he never gazeled from him.
Vishoma Shemes Ager.
And he heard the ger died.
Vihoyamala Kaspay Vashome Lirushalay.
So that's the parasha of Gezel Ager.
So he has to take the Keren and Chaimish, go to Yerushalayim and give it to the Kahana.
Upoga Boise Ager. And all of a sudden he sees the ger.
Why we need this scenario, we'll speak about it later.
But it seems that what he heard was not true.
The ger is still alive.
Baruch Hashem.
So what is the din? So the din is now that he doesn't give this to the kahanim.
Now I see that he owes the ger. The ger is alive. So he owes Keren v'chaimish to the ger.
V'zakvoy olav b'milvah.
Now, the ger told him something very interesting. He said, we'll make it in Tamilvah. You don't have to pay me now, we'll make it in Tamilvah.
Now, there's a very interesting lumdis of Zakvan Olav B'Milvah.
Zakvan Olav B'Milvah means, ki'ilu, that the gezel was paid up, and you owe me money.
Zakvan Olav B'Milvah means that the original Sibis Achiev was Nifra, and now Samasa Yomi money.
That's why there's a lumdis by, I think by Hilchos Shmita it's brought down that if a person bought from a store and he didn't pay the storekeeper, so that is not Nishtamet.
Zokven olav b'milveh, so now it becomes a chayv, and now there's a, that now the chayv is nishtamet.
Zokven olav b'milveh is ke'ilu, the previous chayv was paid up,
but you owe me now a chayv.
And that's what the ger told him. He said, Kilo, the gezel was paid up, but you owed me. You owe me money for the gezel. Umeis, and then the ger died. Zocha halo bameshe biyodoi, divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglil. Rabbi Yossi Aglil holds that now he owed the ger, was zokven olav bemilve, the ger died, so now it's a nixi ager, kalakoyna boy zocha boy. He's a murzik in the money, so he's zoich in the mominis, so he doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Kiva oimer, ein loy takone, hachi yaitzi gzei loy mitachas yodoi. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you have to go and, ein loy takone, chayitzi gzei loy mitachas yodoi, you have to pay this up, you can't be zoich. Let us see what Rashi says. Vahoshi vahosham zekeren shal gzeire kibisani gzeile kibisani lakama bepirkim. Goyu yoyrish, vichi yesh lacha odam b'yisro sh'ein lo yoyale, imein lo yben, oy bas, oy ach, yesh lo yorev, ad yakev avinu akorv, korv yoyrish. Hela begezel ager, v'nishba lo sheker dosiv li momar b'ashem. ויאמר לכספוי ואשמוי לירושלים, לכהנם, כדכסיב האושם, לסתקרן, המושב להשם, לכהן, ואמרינו לכמון בשמייתן אושם, זה קרן. Now he has to go and pay the, בגזל הגר, you pay the count to the כהנם. וזוקווי אולוב גר במילדה, נופק לי בתרס גזלה. Now, the גר said, it's not גזל anymore, you owe me some of the money, but it's not gezel money. L'chimai is ger, so he owed the ger money, avalei hai murzik, so he's a murzik of the mamnes, v'zoche mina hefker. That is what Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds. Rabbi Kiva says, ein loy takone ad she yoytze gzeloi mitachas yod. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's no such thing. He was zeich in the mamnes. There's no such thing. It's not sufficient that he was zeich in the mamonis. There's a chiyuv hashoveh. So if there's a chiyuv hashoveh, so he has to go l'chayre now and give it to the kahanim. So the Gemara explain now pshat in Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. L'Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, lo yishna l'navshei, lo yishna l'chayre motzi mochem. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that if in dine momenis it's yours, it's no chilek if the nixel was meichelem, or he was zoiche benafshe in the momenis. So if the momenis is his, so he was zoiche in the momenis that he owed, so there's no chiyuv hashoveh. Rabbi Kiva, loishno l'acherem, loishno l'navshei, loi motzi mochel. According to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't matter how he was zeiche the mamonis. If acherem were moichel him, or he was zeiche himself, there's always a chiyuv hashoveh. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, loishno l'navshei, Kegoin hoche de mocheloi hai gavro gezel hagel lunavshe. That means over here that this person was the mochel hai gavro gezel hagel lunavshe. He was zeiche himself. He was zeiche himself. How was he zeiche in the mominis? He was zeiche himself. Vuhu adin, that means that he owed the ger died, so he was zeich in the choit. Vuhu adin goizel es oviv, v'nish baloi, v'meis oviv, demochel enavshe. He's zeich himself. He says, here's a case that he owed the ger, and the ger died, so he's zeich in the choit. So who adin, the case of the Mishnah, he owed his father, the father died, so he yarshens from the father. V'loishna l'acherim, and also, avada givis, nigzal l'geizel. If the nigzal will be moichel the gazlem, motzi mochel. So, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, here Rabbi Yossi Aglili pshatis, the gazlan was zeich in the choy. That's the case when the ger died and it was up in Olam Bemilveh. In an avada gevis, if the ger was meichel, avada gevis, he won't have to pay. That means the schi in the moment is came to the geisel, to the nixel, avada gevis, he won't have to pay. Umasnis in diktoni. So now the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon wants to say, Amir de Kechesh. Masnis in diktoni, mocheloy ala kerem. The Mishnah that says, mocheloy ala kerem. That Mechila helps. Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Vashminen lacherem. And that, here speaking about that, the Nigzal was Meichel. Who had in Lenafshe, Eichad in Ofik, Midegzela. Who had in, if through him, it becomes a Izgezel. Kein Yerish, I guess a Lager. Because Halka Daita Chai Zokvei, Lav Davke, Kim at the Polish Vosel. Don't need Zokvei Olav Bemilve. A Philof wouldn't be Zokvei Olav Bemilve. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if the Ger died, he'll be Zeich in the Chayv. Yeah. And that is according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says that what? that he can't be Zayich in the Chayv, he's Mechuyiv to pay. Loishna. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't matter if he himself was Zayich in the Mamanis, or the Nigzel made that he should be Zayich in the Mamanis. Masnis in the Tony, Mishalem, Karen, Bechaymish, Labonov, Oilo Achiv, Rabbi Kiva. Bashminin lenavshe leimotzi mochel, vuhu adin lacherem, dafil mochel ein nizel gufa, elav mechili. So what did Rabbi Yechanan say now? Rabbi Yechanan said, it's a ganze shtik teire. Rabbi Yechanan said, you asked Akasha, I have a stira in two mishnayis. I have a mishnah that says, if there's no chiv momin on the gazlan, there's no mitzvah sashove. That was the mishnah mochle ala keren. There's no mitzvah sashove. So you see from that mishnah, the mitzvah sashove is totally, if there's a chiv momin. If there's no chiv momin, there's no mitzvah sashove. Our mishnah says fakert, that even though he's a yoyrish from the father, and there's no chiv momin, there is a mitzvah sashove. So he has to steer it. So Yechanan said, it's a machloikis, that Misha Shonazu, Loi Shonazu. We have a machloikis and a baraisa between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If a person was owed a ger money for gzela, and then the ger died, so we have a machloikis, is there a mitzvah sashove? Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that there's no mitzvah sashove. And Rabbi Kiva says, this is the mitzvah sashove. So it seems this shaila, if mitzvah sashove is dependent in this chusei moment that the nigzel has, is a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. And then the Gemara continues, Ula Rabbi Yossi hu adin, da afilu loizokve bimilveh. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I feel there wouldn't be such a scenario of Zokvan Olav Bemilveh. That means he found the ger, and he owes the ger money als gezel ager, and before he had a chance to pay up the ger died. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he's not mechuyev to make a hashavah, because he was zeiche in the momentness of the gezel. He was Zeich in the moment, is that what he owed the ger? Well, Rabbi Yossi, I didn't, I feel a loy zokve bemilve. Fahai diktoni zokve olav bemilve, leidiyachoi koichei de Rabbi Kiva, to tell us the chaymer of Rabbi Kiva, I feel a zokve olav bemilve, ain leitakona sheyeitzig zeilem itachas yodek. That even it was Zok von Olav Bemilve, so Lechayre, the Zkife Bemilve is Ki'ilu, the Ger got paid up,
And now he owes him stam zay money, so perhaps I would think that this is like, this is a zabchina of machlo acherim. That means the ger said, the kilo the gesel was paid up. Aval pikein, Rabbi Kiva says, that yimachuyev, there's a mitzvah sashav. Fine. This was Rabbi Yochanan's terrors. Maskiv lo Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes asked Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, this Shaila, if the Gazlan was Zeicha in the Momenes, is there still a Chiyav HaShav, is not a Chiyav HaShav, is a machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glil and Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah says, Mocholei ala Keren is going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. And then our Mishnah that says that he's Mechuyev, the Yerish is Mechuyev to pay the Bono of Ayechov is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Is maskif lo Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes says, Namir de Kekash. Ihochi, if it's the way you're saying, Rabbi Yosef Glili, so, each Mishnah is telling us a small chiddush. And according to you, the Mishnah should have told us bigger chiddush. You're telling me, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, not only if the nigzal was meichel dechoyik, nor even though the schias achoy was a yedei agazlan, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, there's also no mitzvah sashavim. Why did Rabbi Yosi Aglilov tell us a Mishnah that the Acherim were Moichel? You're saying, who Adin, if he himself was Zoiche in the Chayim, he's also Potter of Keren B'Chaimish. So the Rabbi Yosi Aglilov should have said the Mishnah that Gozal may Oviv and Meis Oviv, he doesn't have to pay back. That's what Yosef Glili should have said. Lishmeine l'navshe v'choshken l'acherem. Why did he mention a small chiddush if he holds the way you say that a filo mocha la'atzma he's also potter to pay back? And l'rabbi kivi lishmeine l'acherem le'motzi mochel v'choshken l'navshe le'motzi mochel. And according to Rabbi Kiva, why did Rabbi Kiva say our Mishneh that our mission is speaking about that the Gazlan wants to be Zeich and the Momenis through himself. Let Rabbi Kiva say that a fellow the Nigzal was Meichelim is also, is still a mitzvah Sashobe. So if you're saying it's two Mishnayas and each one is going according to a different Tane, so each Mishnah spoke about a small Chiddush. And according to you, the Mishnah should have said a bigger Chiddush. Let us see Rashi. Yochi. Now I skipped the Rashi. What in Afilu Leizakva? And according to Abyeisi Aglili, what in Afilu Leizakva? Hilkach Yair Chesoviv Nami. Afal Gav the Leizakva Yolov Bemilde. Vlo Yotso Miteiris Gzeila Bechaye Oviv. Even the mace of it, the nafloon the chasim lafonav mochel and nafshe. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Alibed Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Lakam and porich im kein gezel ager the nafit lekahanim eichim ashkachas lo. So the Gemara is going now to ask a merdeke kasha. According to the lady, the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that whenever the Gazlan is Zeiche in the momentness of the Gezel, there's no mitzvah Sashove, so what is Pshat and Gezel Ager? Gezel Ager, as soon as the Ger dies, so there's no more momentness, there's no momentness that the Gazlan owes the Ger, so why do you have to give to the Kahanim? The Gazlan should be Zeiche in the momentness according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Trashi Vaite I Hochi, the Beloi Zok Vainami Koma Rabbi Yosi Lenav Shemotzi Mochel. Masnisin, the Mochel Ayala Kerem, the Mishnah that says when the Nigzal was Michael. Ba'amret Rabbi Yosi. Sakivin da omal enavshi motzi mochul, since you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yisag Lili, afilu the nigzol was not mochul. He can be zoich in the momentus himself. I have a gils on the side. Adashmini mas nisin Rabbi Yisag the mochul acherim, that acherim could be mochul. Lishminim b'yayrish esoviv the mochul enavshim. So to tell me the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi, it should have said a case that a son stole from a father when the father died. Is mochel nafshi zeich in the moment is ve'lisni potter. Let it say he's potter. Ve'luk mi ke Rabbi Yossi, and I'll say this mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. And if it says this ve'chosh kein the nigzal gufei legazla motzi mochel, and abadi givis the nigzal could be mochel. If the Mishnah would tell me the greater chiddush of Rabbi Yisag Lili, that a fellow the gazlan can make that the momentus of the nigzal should become his, and there's no mitzvah hashav, abadi givis was done through the nigzal. The gabi mochel le'ala keren look make Rabbi Yisag. By Mochel Alakem, which is speaking about a Mechila from the Nigzal, Lisni ain't a Mechila. So she's saying the Mishnah doesn't help. But look, Mika Bekive. Lashmina Masnisin La Bekive, the Acherim Le Motzi Mochel. That even the Acherim were Misaviv, that it should become his Mominis, you can't be Mochel. Mehosim Shamin and Shapit, the Choshkein Le Navshay. The Zakve Bimilve, Miosish meaning Shapa, the Choshkil and Navshe. The Zakve Bimilve, Hainu Acher. Zakve Bimilve is that it came about to Acher. That means the Ger made it Ois Momin Shal Gzela. It was Zakve Bimilve. Become Arabic Evid Leimotzi Mochu. So that was the kasha of Rav Sheshus and Rav Yochanan. According to you, that this is a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rav Yossi Aglili, according to Rabbi Kiva, Zok from Bemilva also doesn't help. And Zok from Bemilva is pshat that the Nigzel made it ois mumming zeila. So, Afalpiki Rabbi Kiva holds that there's still a mitzvah sashove. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Zotan the Milva's Lavdavke, who Adin, if it wasn't Zotan the Milva, and the Ger died, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there won't be a Mitzvah Sashavet. So according to this Teretz, the Mishnah should have said Fakel. They should have said in our Mishnah, he's Potter L'Shalem, and it's going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in Mocha Loya Sakeren, that it should say, that he's Chayv L'Shalem, and it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. But now, our Mishnah doesn't say like this. Our Mishnah says, the lacherim have a mechila. Mochle a lacherim is a mechila. Le nafshe le have a mechila. But if he was zeich himself in the mumnes, it's not a mechila. So then he kalameimed, the dav kiktoni vechatano reishe de masnisim v'seife. So therefore, it's mistava to say that it's one tane. And the Tana Gufa differentiates between if the Goslin made it his mominis or if the Nigzel made it his mominis. If the Nigzel made it his mominis, so then there's no mitzvah sashovet. If the Goslin made it his mominis, then there's a mitzvah sashovet. That's what Rav Sheshes wants to prove. And Ella Omar Rav Sheshes. So therefore Rav Sheshes said like this. Ha v'ha Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Both Mishnais are going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ki kama Rabbi Yossi Aglili the motzel mochel acherim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili only holds that a mechila shal acherim helps. And Zokvanolo b'milve is considered that the nigzal made it ois gzeila. Avol enavshi le motzi mochel. So why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say, if you need Mechila Sacherim, Bisham de Zokvan Allah b'milve, and Zokvan Allah b'milve, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is like a Mechila Sacherim, that the Nigzal made, that it should be Yais Mom and Shel Gezel.
Let us see Rashi. Oh, Rabbi Yossi. Oh, the Omer, Bezok v'Bemilvim. The given the Afke Ger Gufei Do Nigzal Mitayus Gzeilom. The Ger made it Ois Gezel. Ba'ave Kemoichel Acherem Ave Mechila. And therefore, because it's Ois Momen Shel Gezel Al Yedei the Nigzal. L'chimayis Kon Yahai. Hilkach, so therefore the Mishnah can say Mochel Ela Kerem. The din is that what? That he's brought it to pay. If the Mechila came through the Nigzal. The Masnis and Rabbi Yossi. The Ile Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds boy Shava Mishaloike Diktoni Ein Loita Kone Acheyotik Zeylom. So the previous Mishnah that says Mochel Ela Kerem. That is no Chiyav Shava is going only according to Rabbi Yossi Glili. The Sefer Nami Rabbi Yossi, the Moide Rabbi Yossi Lenavshei. The Lenavshei, the Leimotzi Mochel. If he was the Sibbe that it became Ois Momen Gezel, so he can't be Mochel. Kivin Lei Avke Nigzel Mitairus Gzeilam. Because the Nigzel didn't make it Ois Gzeilam. He made it Ois Gezel. That doesn't help. So this is the Teretz of Rav Sheshes. According to Rabbi Kiva, Mechila never helps. And according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, it depends. If Al Yedei Acherem, then there's no Chiyuv Ashove. And that is the Mishnah of Mochelei Al Akeren. And that is the Baraisa Zakonolo B'milve. These are all cases that Al Yedei Acherem it became Ois Momin Shel Gezel. Then there's no mitzvah Hashavah. But if only through the Gazlan it became Ois Momen Gezel, that's the case of our Mishnah, that he was a Yerish of his father, then there's a mitzvah Hashavah. That's the Teretz of Rav Sheshes. Rava Omar, Rava says, Ova Rabbi Kiva. He says, no. Rabbi says, ho v'ho Rabbi Kiva. These both Mishnayis are going according to Rabbi Kiva. Now what our Mishnah that says that a Yerish is Mechuyev Ba'ashava, and the Mishnah that says, Mochel Loy Ala Keren, and he's not Mechuyev Ba'ashava, this is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Ki Omar Rabbi Kiva D'Loy Motzi Mochel L'Navshei. And Rabbi Kiva holds that if he's the Sibbe of being Zeich and the Mominis, if the Gazlan is the Sibbe of being Zeich and the Mominis, then there's a Mitzvah Sashabe. If the Nigzal is the Sibbe, then there's no Mitzvah Sashabe. Rabbi Kiva le Motzu Mochel, le Navshe, Abel Acherem, Motzi Mochel. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, Rova Oma, Hova Ho, Rabbi Kiva. Dele Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Lenam Sheinami Motzi Mochel. The Zokvoi Lavdavke, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I don't need the Zokvoi. Afilo wasn't Zokvoi, and the Ger died, so there's no Mitzvah Sashav on the Gazla. V'chi Omar Rabbi Kiva Loi Motzi Mochel Lenam Shei, the Loi Motzi Mochel Lenam Shei Udekoma. Ba'af al-gav de ger zokvoi, aber kiemen lei mochel mechile gemure, lei nabke lei miteres gzeile. So Rabbi is saying, Rabbi Kiva old zokvon olo bemilve is not pshat that the gzeile ended already. It's an extension of the gzeile. They don't owe me miteres gzeile, but he owes them because of the gzeile. It's not moming gzeile, it's a teres milve. But this is still considered that this is a milve, this is a chi of moming, that originates from Gezel. So Memele, the only reason that the Gazel doesn't have to pay, because when the Ger died, he's Zeich in the Chayv, in the Mominis. So that's called Al Yedea Gazlan, there was Oisri in Momin. There Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a mitzvah Sashovet. Abel Nigzel a Gazlan, Moide Rabbi Kiva democh. But it's just the Tosfos. Ella Omer Rav Sheshes, ho bo ho Rav Yosi Aglid. Rav Sheshes said, ho bo Rav Yosi Aglid. Ve'im toima, amai leimuki mas nisen ki abekiva. Why didn't Rav Sheshes want to say that the Mishnah is going according to abekiva? Umoide v'lacherim motzi mochel, l'nav shalei motzi mochel, the way Rav says, ubezok ve'olav be'milva hu depligi olav. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi, the machloikis is, that means, Rabbi Kiva holds that Acherim helps Mechil. By himself it doesn't. Bezok v'olav v'milvo, the pligi olav Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi, the loichoshiv leise kife kemoi Mechila d'achini. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Kiva holds that, it's Rabbi Yossi holds that this is Rabbi Yossi holds that this is also called Mechila Yidei Acherim. Rabbi Kiva holds it's not Mechila Yidei Acherim. Yeshloime da Avsheshe Sova Kivin de Mechila Dachini May Eles Zakvinami Moyle Kulaume. The Kivin da Omar Rabbi Kiva de Zakve Bemilve Einei Moyle. If Mechila Dachine helps, he out Zokwe is called a Mechila Dachine, became Ois Moment Shal Gezel. And if Rabbi Kiva holds Mechila Dachine helps,
that's what Rav Sheshes held. Even though Makiva Zokwe be Milva in a Moyo, became Vadi Svila, the Mechila Sachem Nami in a Moyo. Look at him, he took Masnissen Rabbi Kiva, Tiktoni Masnissen Mochala Yasakarim. Mashma de Mechila Sachine may Ellis. Verove, so bekitza Rav Sheshes held, Zokvoi Olav Bemilve is Zicher Kemechila Sacherim. And if Rabbi Kiva is Cholik and he holds it still a mitzvah Sashove, so we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that Afilu Mechila Sacherim doesn't help. Rove de mukila Rabbi Kiva. Sova de zokve bemilva eine mail klum le kula alme. That zokve al bemilva is not considered mechila sacherim. The stalachai vilei motzi mochel le napshe. Hilka, Rabbi Yossi de kama zokhe la bemeshe beyode, kochim shim de sova de motzi mochel le napshe. Hilka, mas nisen le mitut mikibose, ele Rabbi Kiva. Omoi de Rabbi Kiva, de lachine motzi mochel. So Rove held that Zokvi Ola Bemilve is not called Mechila Sacherim. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's no mitzvah Sashovi, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Mochel Anavshe. And Rabbi Kiva holds Le Mochel Anavshe. Vahash, the ho, the nok, and Zokvi Bemilve, the achar koichi, the Rabbi Kiva, afilo zokve bemilve le motzi mochel le nafshe kimen de leke mechila dachin. That's not called a mechila dachin. So bekitza, we have here a machloikes, Rav Sheshes and Rove, what Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds and what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rav Sheshes says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that, Mechila d'achine helps, Mechila d'atzmei never helps. Now both Mishnahis are going according to Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Philo Mechila d'achine doesn't help. And Taisvah says, Rav Sheshes held that Zoknol b'milv is considered Mechila d'achine. Rabbi said that Rabbi Kiva's Mechila d'achine helps, Mechila d'nafshe doesn't help, Zoknol b'milv is considered Mechila d'nafshe, and therefore, both Mishnayos are going according to Rabbi Kiva. And but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Afilu Mechila Denavshe is also good. There's no mitzvah sashot. So, frek the Gemara, Michlal. Now let's go into the Gemara. Michlal the Rabbi Yossi Aglili Sova, Afilu Denavshe Nami Motzi Mochel. So, comes out according to Rav Sheshes, the Lenavshe Nami Motzi Mochel. Elegezel ager de koma rachmone nesine le kahane meche mashkachas lo. Fregt de gemorra i bazoi.
So what did Rabbi Yosef really do with a posik? There's a posik of Gezel Ager. If a person gazel the ger, as soon as the ger died, he doesn't know him anything. And according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, even though if the sibe that he doesn't know him is through the gazel himself, but that's, there's also no chiyuv keren v'chaymish. So what is pshat in Gezel Ager? Why by Gezel Ager is these mechuyiv to be keren v'chaymish to the kahanim? Omar Rove, so Rove said as follows. Hoche b'maya skinen kshe gozal asager. The parish of Gezel Ager is speaking as follows. He gazled Ager. V'nish baloi. And he swore to the Ager. Umeis Ager. But he wasn't made yet. Umeis Ager. And then the Ager died. The Vard is not here, Karen B'chaymish yet. V'hoide la'achamisa. And he was made la chamisa. To be idne da oide, if one is made, so the whole chiyuv of keren v'chaymish is chal b'shas haido. Now, if, let's just explain the Gemara a little bit. If he would have been made when the ger was alive, so I owe keren v'chaymish to the ger. So when the ger dies, automatically I'm zeicher. I can be zeicher, even though a schia in the moment is to the gazlan is also sufficient. So he could be zeicher. But here it's talking about, the pasuk is speaking about that b'chaye yager, he never was. B'chaye yager, he never was made. So there's no chiyuv keren v'chaymish yet. The ger died, and now he's made. So the Torah says this Aido creates a chiv keren v'chaymish, but here there's a king keren v'chaymish to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom gave it to Kahanim. It's not to the ger. Now is chal anu chiv la'ach amisus ager, and this chiv is konei Hashem, the beidne da'oidei konei Hashem, v'nosne le'kahanim. So that is pshat in the posik according to Rabbi Yosef Glili alibi derovet. Zogt Rashi, Michlad Rabbi Yosef Glili Sova Motzi Mochel Anavshe, Afilu Lei Zokvoi, Lerove Pochino. Konei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedersiv HaMushav LaShem LaKoyin. That which is Mushav LaShem goes to the Koyin. Konei Hashem V'Nosle LeKahan. Because then the Chiyuv Keren v'chaymish is chal b'shas haido. B'shas haido, there's no ger anymore. So then the haido creates a chiyuv l'Hashem, and he gave it to the kohenim. Avol hoy de b'chaye yager nasa etzlo kemilva. So then I owe the ger. I owe keren v'chaymish to the ger. V'chimay is ger, mochel anavshei. So when the ger will die, so the gazlan who owns the ger will be kohenim. Let us see Taisvis. Al Gezel Ager de Komar Achmone Nesina le Kahane Meichem Ashkachas lo. Hu Adin Dava Motsi le Mifrich Betchile Sugye Ki Komar Rabbi Yosef Glili Loishno le Namshim Loishno Lachini. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say also the same thing. That according to Rabbi Yosef Glili a Gazlan can be Meichel le Namshim. Al Mishim Dava Le Pirch Achine Le Chosh le Mifrich. But now we asked it on Rav. Rav said it matters when he was made. Boi Ravine. Gezel Agiyoyres Mahu. This parsha of Gezel Ager, and if he stole from Ager, and now the Ger died, L'cheir, it matters, I mean, if he was made, according to Rav, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you have to be made, after the Mises Ager, according to Rabbi Kiva, for your Maide, Kaide Mises Ager. Boy Ravine, Gezel Agiyeres Mahu. Ish, it says in the Pasuk that you have, Im Ein La Ish Goyel. The Ein La Ish Goyel, that means he's a girl. So it gives a Osha Mamushab Lashem Lakoy. So Rabbi Nikla the Shaila, so what will be by Giyuris? Ish Omar Rachmona v'lo Isha. Why did the Torah say Ish? Imein lo Ish Goyel, that means a girl, by Giyuris, there's no such din to give to the Kahanim. I do Maruchi the Crow, or maybe the Torah said Ish, or the Nisha. Omar le Rav Aaron le Ravina Toshma. The Sanya Ish, Ainli Ella Ish. Isha minayin, kshoimer hamushov, usid hadadroshe goes harei kan shnaim. So there's a chiv ashovet ager, there's a chiv ashovet agiyaris. But by, not to agir and tegiyaris, that means when they die, there's a chiv ashovet to the kahane. Im kain, ma talmud loy ma ish, isha to tzoich lachzer achov, im yesh loy goyalim, im laf kopni, ha to tzoich lachzer achov, Biyodua she'ein loy goyalim. Now let us see Rashi. Gozal agiyayres. She gozal oisa v'nishba v'hoida lachamisa. Mal minofik l'kahanim. Oidala Chamisa, this is of going coin Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ma, minofik le kahanem, oizoche bo ihu. Asi zoiche, isha marachmonim, ein le ish goyo. Arei kan shnayim, it says two times a Shabbos, trei a Shabbos ksiv. Lohoshiv, hamushov. It's coming to tell us that there's, that tzai by gezel again, tzai by gezel gieres. Lishna achine, trei a Shabbos ksiv. Lohoshiv, ha-oshem, ha-oshem hamushov. So then the Gemara, so I know that by Gezel Giyaris also there's a mitzvah Sashavit. So why does it say Ish? Lemute Kotten. What does that mean? That an Ish tzrichen lachzer achov. If a person gazled from an Ish, he has to do research and investigation v'lishel im yesh le'bodim bodim koidim shetipneyu l'koyim. Before you give it to the koyim, is a chiev to be mevarel im ein lo ish goyel. You have to see if this ish doesn't have a yoyrish. It could very well be this ger had a child. So before you give it to the kohanim, you have to be mevarel im ein lo ish goyel. Yesh lo bodim, koidim shetanei lo kohen. Abokot nishein a ish, biyodua shein lo bodim. A cotton can't have children, so you don't have to be mevarer im ein le cotton goyel. A cotton zir does never goyel. Yitneu le kahanem. So why they need a posik? Umei hocha nafke lom de cotton la bariludiyu besanhedrin beben tzayre umayre. And here if I can have a posik, not medical statistics, I have a posik, a cotton can't have a child. So Memela, and that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us, so Memela by a godel, before one gives to the Kahanim, one has to be Mevara, before you give it to the Kahanim, you have to do some research. Maybe he had a child, maybe there's a Yairish. By a cotton, there's no need for research, because a cotton, he can't have a child, he doesn't have a Yairish. Let us see, Taisvis, cotton, yatatzoich, lachzer olof. How is a child to steal from a cotton? A cotton can't be zeiche in any moment. It is a cotton. Kemrinim beperkam de bar metziyah, the gezel cotton mid the brain, but let me the reise. Ubi Yerusha lekelameima, you can't say that he yarshened from his father. The ger ain't a yerish oviv devar teira. He's not related at all to his father. So memele, so he can't yashin his father. And he can't make a maisekinyan. So how could a cotton possess money? In the posik, it seems to me that teira can possess money. Vieshloima, the davke mitziye. Dein das acheres makna oisoi. I don't know, just Loira Bossi, there's a very famous Chassam Sofer,
some sefer says that din that we have a shir when one is a cotton, when one is a godel, I mean by a zochet or 13 years and shteisares, I think he says this is only by Yidin. By Yidin this falls into shiurim. That, so these are shiurim, a person is zochet a godless 13 years and shteisares. He says by a goy, there's no such din. I think he says if I have a cotton that's a bar das, I think there's a chesam sofer that he has a din of a godel. It's a memerdik enough to mean if he can sell chametz for cotton. I think there's such a chesam sofer. I have to look it up. So b'zay we have a posha to teretz on Tosfos Kasha. We could have a teretz that he was a godel al pi goyishkeit and then. Maybe he was eicher the money, and then he was megayer himself. Now he has it in cotton. I don't know, basically. Okay, we have to be mevarer this. So Tosfos says abakante yisod, which is a machlokes harishonim, the davke metziyah dein das acheres makno isoy lehava lemedivrei. A cotton can be eicher himself, aval kshedas acheres makno isoy koni midereis. But if he have das acheres makno is koni min atayre. So my male, it's so chayach how a cotton should have money. But cotton, now how do you have a ger cotton? But I mean, a teire is a cotton. I mean, a teire is a ger. But cotton should is gairim oviv mairim. It's speaking about that he was megaya with his father. So the geris is al das oviv. So kula alme matvil en oisai, and it's a geris di haisa. Avulayove plukte bepe kamba de ksubis, matvil en oisai al das bezn, so mamela, so in order to make sure she go libe the kula alme, it's speaking about that his father was, his father and it was Megaya himself and his son, so that's a geris di haisa, and now this ger could possess money through das acheres makna.